The pleasures of the world never satisfy. We always want something more. We always want something different.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. Listen on to a Bible study on John 6, verse 68, given at Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, England, on Sunday, the 28th of January, 2024.
Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life," and particularly the words, "To whom shall we go?" Now at this time, Jesus had been speaking to a multitude of people, and there'd been many people that had been following him, many disciples, followers of Jesus. When Jesus said about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, many of the disciples were offended at it. They said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" And they stopped following Jesus. They walked no more with him. Jesus turns to the 12 and says, "Will ye also go away?" And that's a question for us all this afternoon. Will ye also go away? Most of the people that we're around each day, people at school and at work, they want nothing to do with Jesus. We might look at them and wish that we could be as free as they are, as they appear to be. Following Jesus can be very hard. Often we don't understand things, and the way can seem confusing, and the things that God puts in our lives can seem very confusing. And maybe we're not even sure if we are following Jesus. But it comes down to this. It comes down to Peter's words, "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Where else can we go? We might be tempted to think, well, we'll just do what everyone else does. We'll just seek after the pleasures of this world. We'll drown out the thoughts that we have, just like everyone else does, with trying to live life to the full and get full enjoyment out of the world. But this is empty. We read in Proverbs, "The eyes of man are never satisfied." And so it is. The promises of the world and the promises of the pleasures of the world are a false promise. They promise true happiness, and we might look at other people and other people's lives, people that have nothing to do with Jesus, and we might think that they have true happiness, but they don't. The pleasures of the world never satisfy. We always want something more. We always want something different. And so, to whom else can we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You can't get eternal life anywhere else but through Jesus. And we might look at the things that we want in life, maybe relationships or families, maybe wealth and health, but none of these things are eternal, and even just in our short lives, we see those things change. One minute we can be very healthy and we never think anything about our health, and suddenly that can change, and even the best friendships that we have and the people that are closest to us, one moment their words can be kind and loving, and then the next moment they change and they don't they're not the same towards us. And with the things that we own, we might get a new car, and when we get it, we think we're going to have this for ages, and it's going to be, and we're really happy with it. But it's not long before it becomes old, and we're wanting something new, we're wanting a new car. And so all these things, especially as we get older, and as we go through life, we meet more people, we go to more places, and we do more things, and we realize how changeable all the things of this life are. As we look back over the people at the people we've known and the things that we've done. But Jesus has the words of eternal life, and they never change. Our friends change, and the way they are towards us changes. But God's word never changes, and the things that he says never change. They're the same in whatever situation we're in life, and sometimes we get to places in life where we can feel like our whole life has crashed down around us and all the hopes that we had have gone. But even when everything fails, God's word never fails. His word will never pass away. And so, to whom else can we go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And maybe we can't go along with the assurance that Peter had as he goes into, as we go into verse 16, he's 69. He says, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And maybe we can't go fully along with the assurance. We don't have the assurance to say what Peter says there. But maybe we can come in with him when he says, to whom shall we go? We look at our lives and we see inconsistencies, and often we're confused about things. But again and again we come back to this, to whom shall we go? We have nowhere else to go. There's no one like Jesus. We know that he is the way. Maybe it's just a desire to follow him, even though we feel so unable to and the way seems so difficult and so impossible. But here, the disciples, the 12, maybe they found Jesus' words hard, like the others, but they believed and they had nowhere else to go. They'd looked this way and that way. They knew it wasn't, the way wasn't with the Pharisees and the scribes. But they knew that there was no way, no other way to eternal life but through Jesus. And so we have to keep coming back to that hope in Jesus. Where else can we hope? The things of this world are fading, and we might for a little while have a hope that a certain job that we get into or a relationship or something is going to satisfy our desires, but we find that it doesn't. And so we have to keep coming back to this. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And I just want to read one verse from hymn 385 in Gadsby's. And this really expresses what I'm trying to get across. Hear, gracious God, a sinner's cry, for I have nowhere else to fly. My hope, my only hope's in thee. O God, be merciful to me.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.